Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about how to make the most out of life after 50. My guest this evening is Florence Brown, who is the Director of Communications for Coordinated Health. And Coordinated Health is the title sponsor of the morning call event, the Prime Aging Expo, to be held at Sands Bethlehem on Saturday, June 16th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, this is a free event which will feature health screenings, presentations, and physician meets and greets. And we're going to learn about some of the topics that are going to be included when we talk to my guest, Florence Brown, Director of Communications at Coordinated Health. It's a pleasure to welcome Florence Brown to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Florence Brown.
Eleanor, thank you so much for having Coordinated Health. We appreciate you inviting us to be on the show today.
Well, this seems like a very exciting event, and it's going to be taking place where, Florence?
At the Sands Bethlehem Event Center, which is right next to the Sands Casino.
And it's going to be on June
16th. Saturday.
And the most important thing is this is a free event.
We really believe in offering access to healthcare advice and information in a community setting. So it was an honor for us to sponsor this event again this year.
So tell me, what kinds of things can people look forward to learning about when they make the put that date aside? What kinds of things would they be informed about?
The expo is really valuable because it has a diversity of exhibitors and booths and presenters throughout the day. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and throughout that time, attendees can go to presentations outside of the main exhibition hall. We have four doctors who will be presenting in those spaces. Additionally, throughout the booths, they will be offering access to experts in home improvement, life insurance, general planning for aging, and of course healthcare, which is where we come in. So Coordinated Health is located in booth 101. It's the main booth on the exhibition floor, and we are going to be offering services and screenings for attendees who are interested in getting a better feel for how their bodies are doing. So we're looking at blood pressure scans and bone density scans, as well as mobility and strength screenings to help people learn more about their bodies.
And this is going to be free.
Absolutely. Everything is free.
Now, will these doctors, will there be doctors and nurses available making presentations? How is the format scheduled?
So 10 physicians will be in attendance from Coordinated Health, along with physical therapists and other clinical providers. But the focus for us is really going to be on providing attendees with direct access to these physicians through meet and greets, through presentations. So as I mentioned, there will be four physicians on the main exhibition floor providing these great speeches and talks. They will be covering topics including minimally invasive spine surgery, shoulder pain, knee pain, and vascular health. So those are the four that will be covered at the larger level. Additionally, within the booth, we will have presentations in chiropractic care, hand and wrist surgery, urology, arthritis treatment, hormones and menopause, and pain management. So there's a pretty wide range of options.
And this is going to be, are there going to be presentations on these areas?
Yes.
And how long will the presentations last? And the expo goes from what time, 9?
9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's an all-day event, and it's a great open format. People can drift wherever they're interested, get a really good feel for all the different exhibitors. Within our booth, the presentations will be 15 to 20 minutes long, and after those presentations are done, then you have that direct access to physicians, which is really the value of attending these presentations. So you can say to the doc, hey, you know what, I've been having a lot of pain in this, you know, right side of my knee. What do you think it might be? And the physician, while they can't provide clinical guidance right there on the spot, can say, hey, I'd love to schedule an appointment with you. And, you know, it might be this. And why don't you come and visit me in a coordinated health campus? The main stage presentations are actually a full hour, and they're going to be much more in-depth. They're going to offer a lot of insight. There's a PowerPoint presentation with each.
Can you tell us what some of the main stage presentations are going to be?
Absolutely. I'm actually excited about one of these new ones, which is in our vascular health and cardiology department. We're going to be talking about VenaSeal, which is a new way of addressing varicose veins, and essentially it's a way of alleviating the pain and discomfort that comes with that symptom by using what sounds like kind of like a glue to close down or to shrink these veins. Additionally, we'll also be offering a presentation on minimally invasive spine surgery. And I think we talked a little bit about just the importance of exploring all your options before surgery, and then when surgery is decided as an important part of your treatment plan, really exploring that as non-invasively or minimally invasively as possible.
Now, there are some new types of surgery that are less invasive when it comes to spine surgery. Is that going to be addressed at the conference?
Absolutely. Dr. Chris Wagner will be presenting on the main stage, in one of the main halls, rather, on that exact topic, and just really exploring why the need for having a large incision to address a spine surgery is no longer needed. There are ways to that and techniques that he uses to make that process as and that incision as small as possible.
So that there's less recovery time.
That's right.
And less invasiveness into the system.
Absolutely.
Not involving the entire back, mm-hmm. but just that small portion of the spine that needs to be addressed.
Exactly. And I think spine surgery can seem intimidating to a lot of people who are suffering from back pain, and that can often lead them to not explore their options for treatment. But when they learn that the surgery is actually so minor, they are more inclined to treat the pain that they're feeling instead of suffering for years with it.
And they will talk about the amount of time necessary for recovery so people can plan for that.
Yes, and Dr. Wagner is an expert in that area. He works very tightly with our physical therapy team to make sure that he can set expectations really well with our patients so that they understand not only is the surgery less invasive, but also, as you mentioned, the recovery is really tightly wound with our physical therapy department so that they're all a part of a team that is providing that care.
In your experience, have you been aware of people who have already had this minimal invasive surgery, the spinal surgery, and can you tell us about that?
Sure. We actually have hosted a series of spine seminars on these topics in the past, and it's primarily because we do want to get around that stigma of spine surgery being scary and long term. So one of the common pains that people come to us with and then become spine surgery candidates for is spinal stenosis. So we often have people who present with this feeling of feeling hunched over, or that's the only way to make themselves feel better. And this surgery is often a way of alleviating that pain.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Bobrow. And this evening, we're talking with Florence Brown, who is the Director of Communications for Coordinated Health. And Coordinated Health is the title sponsor of the upcoming Prime Aging Expo at Sands Bethlehem. And the theme of the presentation at Sands Bethlehem on Saturday, June 16th is making the most of life after 50. So that's a very important conversation, because people don't like to talk about the fact that they have a problem with their back, or they kind of, you know, will minimalize it and not want to discuss it. So this is an opportunity to attend an expo that's devoted to making your life better. And the most important, what's the charge for the expo?
The expo is free to all attendees.
And at these various booths, for example, you mentioned that there would be four physicians available from Coordinated Health. Is there any charge for their services if they explore or give an exam or something of that sort?
No, we will be offering screenings, as I mentioned, and those are some of them actually are come at a cost normally to a patient, but we will be providing them for free because we believe in providing better access to healthcare for our community.
Can you give us an example of some of those exams that will be provided for free that usually are a hefty cost?
Of course, yes. So the bone density scan screens for osteoporosis, and that it takes the form of essentially a heel scan. So the patient or the attendee in this case at the expo comes and sits down in a chair, and then there's a machine that we provide as part of that examination. But we also have blood pressure screenings, and we'll have physical therapists there to test each attendee who would like to participate in their range of motion, mobility, flexibility, and really talk about whatever pain they might be feeling.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting and exciting event that people will want to take advantage of. And again, it's the making the most of life after 50. It's sponsored by the Morning Call and also with the Coordinated Health. And you will be providing physicians. You have four physicians that are going to be making presentations.
That's right.
But you said there are many more who are going to be available.
Yes, we have another six who will be available within our booth providing smaller presentations. And they'll also be meeting and greeting with the attendees, which I think is the fun part. You know, a lot of people feel intimidated by doctors or think that they're unapproachable, but in my experience, physicians are some of the kindest and most compassionate people. So in our booth, attendees can just walk right up and chat with the doctor, and that's a rare thing.
Well, this is going to be a very exciting event, and people might want to really look at their calendar and set aside time. And the time it's going to be from?
It's on Saturday, June 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And you don't have to register in advance?
No, I think that's actually the best part about the event is because it's an open format, you can come and go as you please. You can drift around and peruse all of the different vendors. And there are schedules for the presenters, but other than that, there is no need to register.
Well, I think that's very exciting. And people will want to really look at their calendars and put away that date for making the most of life after 50 on Saturday, June 16th from 9 to 4.
That's right.
Amazing, amazing. We'll talk more about this very fine opportunity for making the most of life after 50 when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. This evening, we're talking with Florence Brown, who is the Director of Communications for Coordinated Health. And Coordinated Health is the title sponsor of the upcoming Prime Aging Expo at Sands Bethlehem. And the theme of the event is Making the Most of Life After 50. And will feature presentation and exhibitors from healthcare, finance, travel, home improvement, insurance, and attendees can enjoy live entertainment and food sampling. And there will be some live screenings as well as presentations and, above all, a physician meet and greet opportunity. Florence, tell us, this is the second year of the making the most of life after 50. Can you tell us some examples of what you experienced last year when this was presented?
Sure. With last year's event being the first for all of us, including the Morning Call, who has been a fabulous sponsor, by the way, and partner to us, we didn't know what to expect. And so we threw a lot of resources into the event. We put together a very professional, polished booth layout, and we even brought in our own floor. So we were going in thinking that there would be this mad rush of people. It turned out to be much more leisurely than that, which we all appreciated, because you want to take the time to interact with attendees and make it worth their time to be there. So we had a great opportunity to be one-on-one with a lot of the attendees. I can say that at the main presentation halls where we had physicians talking, there were a lot of really personal questions that were asked after the presentations, because pain is such a personal experience.
Yes, it is.
And for example, Dr. Thomas Mead, who is one of our experts in knee surgery, would field a lot of questions from attendees who had been suffering with knee pain for years and who didn't know how to reach out for help or were scared that surgery was going to be their only option. And he's a huge advocate, and we as an organization are a very big advocate of exploring all those non-invasive opportunities prior to surgery, because you know, we don't want you to have it surgery if it's not necessary either, of course. So Dr. Mead did a wonderful job of interacting with each of his patients one-on-one. He stayed an extra hour after his presentation was done just to talk to people individually and reassure them that this is a very routine and safe procedure, joint replacements and knee surgery in particular, and also that our teams are standing by to be there every step of the way in the process.
Did he also offer options for knee surgery?
He did. So there are, Dr. Mead offers two different types of recovery from knee replacement. And what that means is, you know, everyone thinks about major surgery and they're thinking, oh, I'm going to be in the hospital for a week afterward. And in some cases, that is appropriate. But for the most part, our patients are in the hospital for 2 to 3 days after their knee replacement surgery. So that's one option. But Dr. Mead offers a really innovative procedure, which is a same-day knee replacement. And the concept is you have your knee replacement done in the morning, and based on his technique and the way that he does the procedure, they can actually go home the same day, just a few hours after surgery, and walk home, actually, you know, with the use of an assistive device. But ultimately, it's amazing because they can then recover at home. And when you do that, you find you have less complications, you're more comfortable, you're in a home environment, and it works better. So he had a great time last year presenting on that topic. He won't be with us this year, but we do have a bunch of other surgeons who offer other innovative procedures. And so I've, you know, we previously discussed minimally invasive spine surgery and our new VenaSeal procedure that will be provided by a cardiologist. But we also have Dr. Dan Terpstra talking about shoulder pain and some common treatments for that, as well as Dr. Nick Slenker, who is the team physician for Lafayette College and Parkland High School. He'll be speaking about knee pain and also causes and treatment for that.
Oh, so you have some very fine people there with lots of experience in sports as well as in injury to the knee and different types of options that are available, so that people don't feel they have to spend an inordinate amount of time in the hospital. A week is a very long time. Yes. But here this surgeon, and his name is?
Dr. Tom Mead.
Dr. Tom Mead, he provides an opportunity to consider morning operation and home in the afternoon.
That's right. Yep. And he had a great time talking about that last year. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the four main stage physicians and their presentations this year, because for most of them, this is their first time at the event and their first time really getting to see the scope and the size of that audience.
What are some of the main stage presentations going to be?
So we've talked about minimally invasive spine surgery. Right. I did mention the shoulder pain, knee pain, and vascular health. So those are the four on the main stage. But within the booth, and this is where I think it's a lot of fun, we have these smaller, more intimate presentations for anyone who just wants to come in and sit down for a few minutes. And in those areas, we're going to have Dr. Paul Duffy, and he's the team chiropractor for Lehigh University. He'll be talking about chiropractic care and some of the techniques that he uses. We'll have Dr. Ashkan Razavi talking about hand and wrist surgery, and also hand and wrist treatment. So again, not always focusing on surgery, but also non-invasive treatment. We also have Dr. John Bingham, and he'll be talking about urology, and that's a new service line for us at Coordinated Health. He only joined our company about 6 to 9 months ago and has been a lovely addition to our physician staff. We'll have Dr. Schwartz talking about arthritis in the foot specifically, and Dr. Vicnicki will be talking about menopause, which is an area for for women attending this event that is, really a personal and emotional topic, but he does it in such a lovely way. He's a wonderful physician. And then our final physician in the booth will be Dr. Ken Choquette, and he's our pain management expert. So we've got a really wide range, really addressing all the different parts of the aging process. At Coordinated Health, our physicians are able to provide service for about 80% of the needs of a patient. You still have hospitals and the need to go to these tertiary and quaternary hospitals for more specialized care. But Coordinated Health is really an expert in those more common and basic ailments. And so that's why we pride ourselves on sponsoring this event, because we really feel that we can address a lot of the issues that people are aging go through.
Well, it's a very exciting opportunity. And the most important thing is that this event is free. Mm-hmm. And it's an all-day event. It goes from 9 in the morning to
4 p.m.
And how about the parking?
Parking is free, and I mentioned, I think, to you offline that we have been so impressed by how accessible the venue is. It's really important for people who are aging, who may have issues with mobility, to feel that they can access the space, and this exhibition hall was really made for this kind of purpose. The Sands Bethlehem Event Center offers concerts normally, and comedians and other shows, but it's also really great for exhibitions.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to have the opportunity to meet physicians mm-hmm. who are going to talk about women's health, shoulder, knee pain, and to inquire and to really meet the physician. Mm-hmm. There'll be an opportunity for a give and take for questions and answers and meet and greet.
Yes. So that's an excellent point. It's really important for physicians to interact with potential patients prior to a clinic visit, just to know that they, mesh well personality-wise or that they are the right fit. And so while we can't provide clinical guidance on site, we can at the very least start to understand more about an attendee or patient's concern and then refer them appropriately for care. And I think it's really exciting that we're going to have the opportunity to schedule appointments on site. So if a patient or an attendee feels that they are connecting well with a doctor on the spot, they can make an appointment.
So that's very interesting. So if a patient, because you're not going as a patient.
That's right.
But if a person is attending and hears a doctor that they really are interested in, who presents an interesting viewpoint and make a connection, it's an opportunity to explore further after the presentation, have a meet and greet opportunity. And if that person is so inclined, they can say, I really would like to see you and maybe you can be helpful to me. Can make an appointment right there and then. Mm-hmm. That is an amazing opportunity.
It is, and dozens of people took advantage of that opportunity last year because when they saw these presentations and learned more about these doctors and their expertise, they realized that there was a resource for them that they didn't know about before. And so that's why we really enjoy doing this event.
Well, I think this is very exciting, and people might want to put away that date. Tell us the date again.
Saturday, June 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And the parking is plentiful?
Plentiful, free, and easily accessible.
And the whole presentation is free.
That's
right. You have the opportunity to explore different areas that you might have been thinking about mm-hmm. to make your life less painful and to greet and meet doctors that you might not have been aware about.
That's right.
That's a wonderful opportunity. Can you think of anybody who attended perhaps last year's event? Who made a discovery about themselves
yes.
and made an appointment with a physician and what their process was?
Certainly. One of the topics that I was surprised people connected with was in that knee replacement and knee pain seminar or presentation, there was a talk about how your diet can affect your health and ultimately can affect your joint health. And so the physician, Dr. Tom Mead, was providing guidance on the supplements and vitamins that he takes. And he called them the dirty dozen. It's like 12 things. He doesn't take them all at once, of course, but for various joint health considerations. And I noticed the attendees were all scribbling notes. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize this was going to be a hot topic. It turned out we were able to provide handouts to them with that list and to help them then go home and think more about what they should be taking in their day-to-day life.
Well, that's very exciting. It's exciting to hear a physician who will advocate for another mode of health, taking health care.
Right.
And so people were excited about that.
Yes. Coordinated health, I think, is great at looking at the whole person and addressing their health at that level rather than just seeing, a knee replacement or, a procedure. It's really about thinking about their environment and their life and how they're living and then addressing their health care in that way, in that fashion.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And again, the date is
Saturday, June 16th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And it's an opportunity because this is a free opportunity, mm-hmm. as an opportunity to meet various physicians in various fields, from orthopedics, spine, shoulder, knee, hip, hand, and other specialties such as cardiology, mm-hmm. and women's health and primary care. What about cardiology? What kind of tests will be available for cardiology?
In this particular event, we're focusing on vascular health, and so talking more about veins. And we talked about VenaSeal being one of the presentations that will take place on the main hall, and that being a very new and exciting opportunity. We already treat varicose veins through a number of different treatment options, but VenaSeal and the concept of addressing varicose veins and pain that way is very new and it's exciting.
Well, I want to thank you, Florence Brown, Director of Communications for Coordinated Health, for helping us to take charge of our lives by making room in our calendars for this upcoming event, the Prime Aging Expo, which will take place at the Sands Bethlehem on Saturday, June 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a unique free opportunity, to get some free health screenings and to listen to featured presentations on financial issues, travel, health, home insurance, and in addition, there will be live entertainment and food samplings. We didn't talk about that. And mark your calendars for Saturday, June 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's an opportunity for all of us to take charge of our lives. And where can people get more information? Is there a website or that people can connect with?
Attendees can learn more about the expo at primeexpolehighvalley.com.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.